Thank you, Madam President, and first I would like to join others in thanking you for organizing this discussion, and also they are not longer with us. I would also like to thank the panelists for their enriching presentations on Tuesday. Germany aligns itself with the statement by the European Union and the statement by Ukraine on behalf of a group of states delivered on Tuesday. Madam President, to discuss the prevention of nuclear war is an extremely important task against the backdrop of Russia's ongoing war of aggression against Ukraine. The breach of international law and past commitments by Russia has a profound negative impact on disarmament, arms control, and non-proliferation, including in the nuclear realm. Yet, our answer is not to return the like. To simply reciprocate would not be a sustainable solution. Instead, remain committed to a multilateral approach based on the rule of law to maintain international peace and security and salvage a perspective for arms control, non-proliferation, and disarmament. Just this week, CPRI presented its newest assessment of the state of armaments, disarmament, and international security, underlining that while the total number of nuclear weapons has slightly declined, the number of operational nuclear weapons actually started to rise again. This disturbing fact immediately underlines that the topic of fissile-materiae cutoff treaty has lost none of its importance. It is a stark warning that we are heading in the totally wrong direction and a strong reminder that the CD in the past 25 years has failed to make any progress on the mandate it has been given. And FMCT is just one painful example. Fissile material production is ongoing despite years of CD efforts on this topic. It is more than high time for all states to declare and uphold moratoria on the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons and other nuclear explosive devices. Of course, important progress on the subject of an FMCT has been achieved in years of diplomatic efforts, such as the GGE report, the HLEPG report, and its endorsement in an UN resolution. Consequently, there is more than solid foundation for negotiations. We can build upon that, or perhaps I should better say we could. We all know that it all depends on the political will to revisit principled positions which have seemingly not evolved since 25 years. The repeated call for immediate negotiations on an FMCT sounds more than a bit hollow after all this time. Still, we reiterate our support for it and call on the member states concerned to show the necessary will and flexibility. Eventually moving forward on FMCT would have a direct impact on both non-proliferation and disarmament. It remains one of the key elements to create the context for a world free of nuclear weapons. Thank you, Madam President.